grateful that she wouldn't have Logan breathing down her neck while she worked, Esta slipped into the scent of wood polish and cigars. The room was stuffy from the fire and the hearth, and she pulled at the high neckline of her dress, weighing the risks of unbuttoning the collar or rolling up her sleeves. She needed to be comfortable when she worked, and no one was there but Logan. The silence surrounding her was broken only by the steady ticking of a grandfather clock, a reminder that each second passing was one closer to the moment they might be discovered. And if they were seen? But she put that fear out of her mind and focused on what she had come to do. The wall opposite the massive fireplace was lined with shelves filled with matching leather volumes, glimmering softly in the low light, keeping their secrets as she felt the underside of the shelves. It wasn't long before she found what she was looking for, a small button sunk into the wood where none of the servants would hit it accidentally and where no one but a thief would think to look. When she depressed it, a mechanism within the shelves released with a solid, satisfying click, and a quarter of the wall swung out enough for her to pull the hinged shelves forward. Exactly as she'd expected, a Herring Hall Martin combination floor safe. 3-inch thick cast steel and large enough for a man to sit comfortably inside, it was the most sophisticated vault you could buy in 1923. She'd never seen one so new before. A beautiful vault for the things a very rich man held most dear. Luckily, Esta had been able to crack more challenging locks when she was 8. Her fingers flexed in anticipation. All night, she'd felt outside of herself, the stiff dress she was wearing, the way she had to cast her eyes to the floor when spoken to. It was like playing a role she wasn't suited for. But standing before the safe, she finally felt comfortable in her own skin again. The seconds ticked by with fatal certainty, but the longer she worked, the more relaxed she felt. She could read a lock better than she could read a person. Locks didn't change on a whim or because of the weather, and there wasn't a lock yet made that could hide its secrets from her. In a matter of minutes, she had 3 of the 4 numbers. When the final cylinder clicked into place, she felt an echoing satisfaction. Now to try the combinations. Only a minute more and the contents would be open to her. A minute after that, and she and Logan would be gone, and Schwab would never know.